Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn this evening to our text, 3 John, 3rd Epistle of John in the New Testament? We've been speaking on Friday evenings on the subject of prosperity proven. Prosperity proven. I believe it's at the direction of the Lord, and I believe it is a key thing for us to do right now. To help us to develop to the next place and phase of where we're supposed to be as a church. On Sunday, we're teaching on prayer. Sundays. And I believe these two things are what, you know, the Lord ministering to us right now, feeding our faith in these areas. Your faith must be fed in every area of life, and then you must use your faith in every area to develop in every area. Many Christians are whopsided in their development. I mean, they might have strong faith in one area, but no faith at all in another area. Because you got to be fed, for lack of a better phrase, a balanced diet. You got to eat in all the different areas. So the Lord knows best what we require the most at any given time. And I believe He's leading us in this way. I'm excited about this. In praying today, I got a glimpse of where we're going. And this is vital to it. And I tell you, it's having more impact than we realize. The Word always does. It always does. I remember Phyllis and I years ago at Rhema with Brother Hagin. He taught, before there was a church, he taught on Wednesday nights, we prayed. He led the prayer. He taught on Sunday nights. We didn't have a church, but he taught. And Phyllis and I, sometimes we'd look around, and there'd be less people than there are in here tonight in the big auditorium. And we'd look at each other going, "What? You know, Brother Hagin is teaching here. Why don't people know to get in here?" But looking back now, I'm thinking about people that I saw that were in those meetings. Several of them have shaken nations. You didn't see it at the time. Oh, but the Word was not returning void. It was having an impact, an effect, and it took root down and it produced fruit outward. Can you say amen? And I could just sense while I was praying today that faith is being built in people's hearts, and it's beginning to rise, and it's just going to be common for us to expect financial miracles. Amen. And what used to look big to us will look small and easy to us. We're coming up. Your life goes in cycles like this. I was reminded back some years ago, this has happened more than once in our life, but there was times when our faith for finances was not very strong, and then the Lord took us down a path where we got fed intensely from several different channels over a period of time, and oh man, at the end of that, boy, we were believing for stuff we never thought we'd believe for, and it was happening, it was coming in, and then you go for a while and you realize, oh, I need to get my faith fed again in that area, and you come up to another cycle, and then up to another cycle, another level. Yes. That's what's happening with us right now. We're actually at the bottom of the cycle. Yes. Yeah. Well, you can imagine about the top, right? I mean, but we are. We're at the start of a cycle here. Whoo, glory to God. You could go ahead and just be happy by faith. Amen. But let's get to business. 3 John, and let's pray and we'll read the Word. Father, we thank You so much for what You're doing in us, how far You've brought us, and how much further You plan to take us. Thank You. Thank You for using us, choosing us, blessing us. Enlighten our eyes tonight. Let revelation come and flow. Thank you for utterance, complete and precise. Bring us into the next things, and may the word be established deep in the hearts of us all, so that it takes root down deep and abides and produces fruit, much fruit, and fruit that remains. In Jesus' name, amen. Third epistle of John, and the second verse. He said, Beloved, aren't you glad you're his beloved? I wish, or the margin says pray, or some say desire, above all things, that you may prosper. And, in other words, and that you may be in health, even as your soul prospers. Now, like we've said a number of times before, we believe that this is God speaking to us. Right? How many think it's right to take the Bible personally?
Yes.
And you say, this is the Lord talking to me. Did the Lord tell you that He desired for you above all things that you would prosper?
Yes.
You say, well, brother, now that's just talking about inward prosperity. No, it's not, because He mentions that at the bottom of the verse.
Right?
So this has got to be talking about outward prosperity. Right? And it's in keeping with the next thing that He said, which is also outward, and that you be in health. Did the Lord tell you that He desired for you, above all things, that you'd be healthy?
Yes.
Now, you may know as well as I do that millions and millions of Christians do not believe what I just said. But did I make this up, or are we reading the Bible? Do you take this personally for yourself, that the Lord told you? Everybody said out loud,
the Lord told me
it was His will
for me to prosper
and to be in health.
And
then He told us how it's going to happen. How does it happen? It happens as our soul prospers. Now, some people have thought, well, now that means you got to prosper and develop spiritually first, and then you prosper. No, that's not what He said. That's not what He said. Even as your soul prospers, and we talked about at length about how, you know, prosperity is not just having money in an account or having money in your pocket. In fact, there are poor people with money. They have money, but they're poor. They think like a poor person. They don't want to spend any of it. They hoard it. They hide it. They don't enjoy any of it. They're poor people with money. They haven't prospered in their soul. They've never broken out of the poverty mentality. You know, the Lord's taught Phyllis and I on this sometime back, years ago, and just all along in our daily routine, we'll come across something and we'll go, ah, don't scrimp on that. That's poverty spirit. Ah, throw that raggedy thing away. That's poverty spirit.
Yeah.
How many know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And all of us are in the process of getting our mind renewed so that we stop thinking broke.
Yeah.
We stop thinking and talking and acting like poor people.
Yeah.
And when you prosper in your soul and you begin to see yourself as blessed, as rich, as prosperous, as able, then that's how you're going to prosper on the outside. It's going to be even as your soul prospers. So based on that, we have been teaching on prosperity proven, feeding our faith in this area. And we don't base the entire doctrine on one verse or a couple of verses. The Bible said, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. And so we've been going back, looking at this witness and that witness and the other witness. We saw as a witness the names of God. We didn't look at all of them, but we looked at El Shaddai.
Amen.
And we couldn't find any poverty in that. We couldn't find any brokenness or poorness in El Shaddai. And then we looked over at Jehovah Jireh. And we couldn't find any brokenness in Jehovah Jireh. We couldn't find any lack in it. And then we begin to ask other witnesses. We saw that Abraham is a witness.
Yeah.
Isaac is a witness.
Yeah.
Jacob is a witness.
Yeah.
Joseph is a witness.
Yeah.
Moses is a witness.
Yeah.
These men are alive today in heaven.
Amen.
aren't they? They're not on the earth, but they're in heaven. Very much alive. Just as alive as you. But feeling better. This flesh is a drag. It really is. And I read a book one time about a lady that said she had an experience of being caught up to heaven. And that has happened. And she talked about the things that she saw and what had happened and went on for a long time. And then she said she started feeling so bad. She started feeling, what is that? She's thinking, what is that? Oh, what is that? And realized she was back in her body. See, we're used to it because that's all we've known. But oh, friend, we're going to find some freedom when these bodies are no longer mortal. They're going to be changed, hallelujah, into immortality, incorruptible. Never again to hurt or to be weak or to be sick or to age. Never again. I'm looking forward to that. I'm so glad I'm saved, aren't you? Well, but Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses are in heaven. And if we could transport them down, if the Lord would translate them down to Faith Life Church in Branson tonight, and we could put a microphone and say, Father Abraham, many Christians in the earth do not believe it's God's will for them to be prosperous and rich. They believe it's God's will for some people to be middle income and a lot of people to be broke. And it's just God's will and we don't know why, but that's just the way it is. Do you believe that? What was your personal experience when you walked with God? Abraham knew a God who gave him the blessing. Abraham knew a God who made him very rich in gold and silver and cows and stuff, right? Yeah. On and on and on. If we put the mic in Isaac's face and say, Isaac, you know, many do not believe in prosperity in Christendom today. What do you believe? What was your experience with God? He knew a God who made him rich to start off his life. Yeah. I mean, he started life as a multi-billionaire with a pretty wife. That's what he knew about God. He knew a God who blessed him 100-fold in 1 year. That's the kind of God he knew.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Covenant of Prosperity, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-514. That's R-514. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.